Thank you for listening to
Historias Eróticas.
This is a podcast with sensual stories to stimulate your imagination. If you want to interact with us, the email is
historiaseroticaspr@gmail.com.
Also in our social networks, like
Historias Eróticas.
Do you like this program? Let us know by leaving us a rating on our Spotify page. You can also support us to improve with a monthly contribution at anchor.fm/historiaseroticas/support. In our stories, you might hear about high-risk sexual behaviors. Get guidance from professionals for safe sexual behaviors.
As you're sitting at the bar, you feel deliciously naughty. You haven't dressed this slutty in quite a while, and you'd forgotten how exciting it was. Not just the clothes, or lack thereof, but the feeling of being on the prowl, being out looking for sex. Not a date, not a boyfriend, just pure, lustful, animal sex. Tonight, you want to get fucked. Hard. Deep. Fast. This is not about love, or passion, or even sex for fun. This is about fucking, dirty fucking, fucking for the pure physical pleasure of it, of using someone for your own purposes. Even the word is perfect for tonight. Fucking. It's so raw. So intense and powerful. It screams out to be dirty, to break the rules, to do what you've been told you're not supposed to do. Fuck the Puritans, the religious right, and every other authoritarian, parental agency out there. Tonight you're gonna fuck, and you're gonna love every goddamned minute of it. A wicked smile crosses your face. This is going to be fun. You lean back against the bar, sipping your drink. You have your legs crossed, not yet wanting to show everyone the fact that you are going commando under this tight leather skirt. Tease them a little bit, make them want you. The more turned on they are, the better they'll fuck. Love that word. You rest your elbows on the bar and survey the scene. You smile again, know that sitting this way makes your ample chest jut out even more, pulling your t-shirt tight across your tits. It's not cold in here, but glancing down you can see the trace outlines on your nipples poking up. Of course, the rip you made in the collar also gives you a nice view down your cleavage. The bar isn't very full, a few guys shooting pool in a dark corner, two or three folks at tables, and a half dozen folks at the bar. Most are guys, but a couple are there with dates. You smile seductively at each guy at the bar, spending extra time on those with dates. Why not stir things up a bit? To your surprise and pleasure, you're getting a reaction from the women too. A couple are glaring at you, one hit her guy on the arm. Another one, though, keeps eyeing your legs and whispering in her guy's ear. You notice his eyes are focused on your tits, and they don't move even when he nods. Before you can make a move, you realize someone has walked up to you. Hey babe. What are you doing here? I say.
I didn't expect to see you here. How are you? It's been so long.
I give you a quick hug, squeezing your tits into my chest. You feel my hand rubbing your back, confirming that you didn't wear a bra. Part of you is bummed to see me, friends weren't part of your plan for the night. Then you remember all the fun we had together in college. Come on back and shoot some pool with me, let's get reacquainted. Johnny. Bring us another round in the back, Ed. As I lead you back towards the pool table, you stare at the way my pants are tied across my ass. You walk past me to grab a cue, brushing your hand across my shoulders.
Have you been working out?
Yep, I say, and glancing over your shoulder you see me watching your ass, too, as you collect the cue. Looks like you have been, too. Nice outfit by the way. You can't help but notice the horny grin on my face and the way my eyes devour your entire body. Let's see if I can put something in the pocket, I say as I line up to break.
I don't have any pockets in this skirt, but maybe you can find a couple someplace else.
You chuckle lightly as my shot goes wild, missing the cue ball, and skipping off the felt. I move away and let you take a shot. You know I'm watching your ass closely as you bend deeply over the table, your skirt riding high up on your thighs. It's barely covering the bottom of your ass cheeks now. Just as you take your shot, I blow strongly towards you, and you feel the air current caress your bare, hairless pussy lips. The sensation spoils your aim, and the cue ball caroms off the bumpers, coming to rest without touching the rack. Looks like you missed my balls, I say, moving up behind you and pressing my hips into yours. You can feel my hard, swelling cock through the back of your skirt.
That's not all I missed.
You purr, your hand reaching back and stroking my pool cue.
You've got a hell of a nice stick too.
You certainly got the chance to see what it can do, maybe you will again tonight. You start to turn around, but I pin your hips to the table with mine. Your head comes around though and my lips come down hard on yours. The kiss is hot, needful, and promises great things to come. Our tongues battle fiercely for control, for dominance. So far this is a good sign for you, the way we are fucking each other with our mouths matches the fucking you so desperately want with your whole body. A quiver runs through you at the thought. I send a hard, fast shot down the table, breaking apart the rack, but not sinking anything. Take your shot, I say roughly, try not to get too distracted. With a small moan you line up another shot. You feel my hand slide down your back and rub your ass firmly, gripping and squeezing it. You have to bend over to line up on the cue ball which pulls your skirt up again. My hand glides down your ass, past the hem of the skirt. Then my fingers begin a slow crawl up the inside of your thigh. The higher they go, the more you tingle. Your breath becomes ragged and your hands start to shake. Your cue barely grazes the ball and it rolls mere inches. Try again. You whimper a little, trying to push back against me, but I hold you in place. As you try to take your shot, I begin to take mine. My fingers play along the hem of your skirt, rubbing under the bottom edge of your ass. I hear your breath catch and slide them forward. I hear your sharp intake of breath as my finger traces the outer edge of your pussy lips. Still keeping yourself shaved, I notice. Good. I like it that way. You're as hot as ever too. I know that means you want to fuck. At the sound of that word, you exhale heavily with a moan.
Yes.
Quietly and heavily I rasp into your ear. Of course, you always want to fuck, but tonight you better really be in the mood. I've been wanting it bad all day. And tonight I'm gonna fuck you so hard you won't be able to walk tomorrow. I'm gonna ram my hard cock deep inside you until I decide we're done. Whether you want it or not, tonight you're gonna get a good serious hardcore fucking.
Oh God, please, yes, I want it.
My finger slides into your folds, still tracing back and forth. I can tell. My God, you're wet. By the time I'm done though, you'll have come an entire ocean. Do you want that? Tell me if you do. My finger now pushes further forward, finding your clit and rubbing it hard. Your whole body shudders with an impending orgasm.
God, yes. Yes.
Take your shot. You draw the cue back for your shot, and as you do my finger matches the motion, sliding back through your folds, just to the entrance of your cunt. Knowing what comes next, you drive the cue forward as hard and fast as you can. My finger follows. Your moan is loud and needful as my finger drives fast and deep into your cunt. You can hear the squelch of your wetness, offering no resistance. Damn, you're wet, how deep does it go? You are barely aware of anything except my finger sliding out. You moan loudly and plaintively again, pushing back trying to find it. I pin you to the table again, and moments later you purr in ecstasy, you feel the hard heat of my cock along the crack of your ass.
Yes.
You say gutturally.
Do it, do me.
In you quick motion, I shove the entire length of my cock into your cunt, burying myself to the hilt. A scream of pleasure erupts from your throat, seeming to come up from your toes. The throbbing of my cock is filling you, pulsing, stretching you open. God, you haven't been filled like this in ages. You push back as I begin to thrust, each stroke long, hard, and deep. We both begin to grunt mildly as our fucking becomes more serious and intense. Reaching forward, I grab your hair and pull you up straight. You hiss in pleasure, reaching back and grabbing my ass, pulling me into you harder. I bite into your neck, sucking, devouring the sensitive skin there. My hands come around and roughly grab your tits, squeezing and crushing them. Your nipples are like bullets and I pinch them until you moan. You're wearing too much, I say. My hands grab your collar and in one quick motion rip the front of your t-shirt completely open, baring your chest to the bar. I give your tits another hard squeeze and then bend you back over the table. Now I really go to work. Holding your hips, I pound into you, over and over. Each thrust shakes your entire body, you feel your ass quiver as my hips meet it, and your pussy screams in joy as my balls slap against your lips. And your tits get it best of all. The sensation is like nothing you've felt. The hard, pounding fucking is making them swing heavily, and because I have you bent over the table, your nipples are brushing over the felt with each deep, delicious thrust.
Yes. Oh God, yes. Fuck me. Fuck me hard. Now. More. UNGH, UNGH. Don't stop. Gay.
With an enormous scream and an earthquake-like shudder through your entire body, you feel your orgasm crash through you. Your pussy convulses around my cock, making everything even better. I pause, and lean over you, hearing your gasping breath. Don't get too comfy, I say, we barely started. You catch your breath and pull slightly away from me. That was an amazing fuck, the kind you've been wanting all week, but there was only one problem: you weren't in charge. Time to take control again. You glance around and notice that the bar is empty. Slipping away from my hands, you pull your torn shirt over your breasts, knowing that they are still largely exposed, teasing me.
Where'd everybody go?
You ask. I gave Johnny a sign to clear everyone out, it's my bar after all, I can close it whenever I want. Now get over here, I'm still horny. I grab your arm, but you twist out of my grip and grin. I look at you quizzically.
I'm not quite ready yet. You'll have to wait. So we're the only ones here, hey? Interesting.
You walk around a few of the tables, making sure to sway your hips provocatively. Making your way to the bar, you say, so it's your place, huh? Mind if I have another drink? Without waiting for a reply, you slip behind the bar and make yourself a cocktail.
Come here,
you say.
Have a drink with me.
I come over, a bit confused, and sit at a stool. You make me a drink also and sit on the bar, feet on the stool next to me. Your skirt is so short and can nearly see your pussy, and I know I can smell it. The heady scent of sex is still fresh. You pull me up onto the bar next to you.
You seem to be doing pretty well for yourself, owning a bar and all. No wife yet, I take it, though.
You swirl your drink around a bit. I take a sip of mine and reply, nah, too much fun playing the field. And owning the bar, well, that's quite a field to play.
Mom. Oh shit.
You say, and I jump as your drink spills all over my pants. Before I can say anything, your hand is between my legs, rubbing my cock and balls.
Let me clean that up.
You slip onto the stool in front of me and strip my shoes and pants off. I don't protest. Moments later, you have my cock in your hands and start slowly stroking it. I lean back, sigh lightly, and look down at you. Your other hand cups my balls and starts playing with them softly.
Just sit back and enjoy your drink. Damn, you have a gorgeous cock. Since I spilled my drink, I think I'm gonna need a shot.
You lean forward and wrap your luscious red lips around the head of my cock. I can feel your tongue swirl around it, and I gasp as you squeeze the shaft, making the head swell even more.
Wow. You taste great. Actually, we both taste great, and this is one awesome cocktail.
Your grin is huge and your eyes are ravenous. You make a show of slowly licking from the base of my balls up the entire length of my rigid cock. When you reach the top, you dive down, swallowing the entire shaft, causing both of us to moan again loudly. You begin sucking in earnest, working your way up and down my cock, stroking and rolling my balls in your hand. I have completely forgotten my drink and am totally focused on what you're doing. You speed up the pace, your mouth bobbing up and down on me faster and faster. My moans are getting louder and more urgent, and just as my cock has gotten longer and harder than it's ever been, as it's starting to swell up, you stop. With an evil grin, and your mouth still wrapped around a head on my cock, you stare up at me, your eyes glistening. I whimper plaintively, "Oh God, please. Please. Don't stop. Make me come." You suck harder on my head, alternating with lashing it with your tongue. Meanwhile, one hand is jerking up and down on my shaft while the other squeezes and tumbles my balls. I am moaning non-stop now, one hand holding me upright, the other lightly on the back of your head. You let your teeth graze my cock, concentrating on the sensitive underside of my cock head. Boom. I'm gonna come. Oh God. Yes, take my cum. I roar. You speed up the hand jacking me off and suck harder than ever on my cock. Your other hand squeezes my balls even tighter, pulling them down, trying to keep me from coming, wanting to torture me even longer. But you're just too damn good at giving head. My cock spasms, pulses, and shoots a heavy stream of cum into your waiting mouth. Gaga. Aga. Yes. Boom. I scream uncontrollably. You release my balls, freeing another huge shot of hot cum, filling your mouth as you swallow enthusiastically. Knowing there's more, you squeeze once more, eliciting a moan of mixed pleasure and pain from me and another, albeit smaller, shot of cum from my swollen cock. You give one last suck and lick as you lean back and lick your lips. Your satisfied grin belies your renewed lust as you watch me twitching, spent, and laying on the bar. You climb back up next to me and get yourself a new drink.
Thank you for listening to
Historias Eróticas.
This is a podcast with sensual stories to stimulate your imagination. If you want to interact with us, the email is
historiaseroticaspr@gmail.com.
Also in our social networks, like
Historias Eróticas.
Do you like this program? Let us know by leaving us a rating on our Spotify page. You can also support us to improve with a monthly contribution at anchor.fm/historiaseroticas/support. In our stories, you might hear about high-risk sexual behaviors. Get guidance from professionals for safe sexual behaviors.